Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. A Boy Called Christmas. A story of magic. Now showing exclusively on Sky Cinema.
Today FM.
There is something that's holding us back a little bit. All these restrictions we're getting around. I retweeted a tweet from Darky Kelly's bar, which is in Fishamble Street, famous place, Fishamble Street. Wasn't that where the Messiah, Handel's Messiah, was performed in public for the first time? It's that little kind of windy road when you come off the quays and you're trying to get back up down to Dame Street and all that. So Darky Kelly's, hello to all the gang there. They put up a thing with a picture, basically, on Saturday night of their pub. And the pub was completely empty, right? So this was after midnight. And the message was, I thought it was pretty good, like, empty pub at midnight on a Saturday. Streets are packed. Good customers annoyed that they're out in the cold. People are going to house parties. End of message. And it's a fair point, isn't it? Because that's what's happening now at midnight. People are saying, right, let's go around to my place. And then everybody goes to a smaller premises, as in their house, smaller than the pub, more than likely. Then, you know, all kinds of things can be passed on. So it just doesn't seem very logical. I've got Michael D. He's on the line about this, the spokesman for the common man, I think. Michael D., good morning.
Well, yes, indeed, Ian. Good morning. I was very much alerted by what you were talking about there. And I sympathise with the owners and indeed the clientele of Darky Kelly's.
Yeah.
And the same
it's
thing.
Not just them, it's pubs everywhere, though.
Absolutely. To wit, the same thing happened myself on Saturday night, would you believe?
Right.
I felt like a little nightcap on Saturday night, so I headed down to my local, Hole in the Wall. Outside the Phoenix Park. And I'd barely had the first sip of my pint when we were all politely informed that we had to leave a distraught barman. So there I was, shunted out outside onto the pavement with the other punters.
And you're the president.
Freezing our nuts off. Yeah, I'm the president, freezing our nuts off. Sipping at pints that are basically freezing over. Perfectly well behaved at all times, of course. Yes. But nowhere to go. A frankly ridiculous state of affairs, if you ask me.
So what did you do?
I did what everybody else does. I invited everybody back to mine for a bloody house party. Which was total carnage, by the way. There must have been about 300 randomers there, social distancing my arse. The last thing I remember is lorrying cans of Dutch gold into me and dancing to Born Slippy with two PhD students called Eric and Maiko or something from Galway. And they just woke up with a head like a diseased budgie in the laundry room at 10 a.m. the next morning. Outrageous, the whole thing.
So what's your message then, Michael D., to the people?
My message? Well, I can't say anything as I am above politics, as you know.
You can imply things, though, if you want.
Well, if I wasn't the President of Ireland, I would say, cop on to yourselves, you morons. This is a bloody farce. And while you're at it, sort out the lotto rollover situation as well. I've spent about 400 quid on tickets in the last few months and have about as much chance of winning as Stephen Donnelly does of winning Man of the Bloody Year on your Christmas poll. Thank you. Good night.
Gift Grub.
More at 8:10
on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.